Chapter 17. Jesse sat in his car on the tip of Paradise Neck at Lighthouse Point. The car windows were down. The sea air was coming in gently, and he was looking at the Lady Jane with a pair of good binoculars. The sailboat races were underway east of Stiles Island, and several of the yachts anchored at the harbor mouth had moved out to watch. Lady Jane stayed at anchor. They hadn't come for the races. They'd come for the cocktails. Jesse could count 6 people and 3 crew from where he sat, though he couldn't see well enough to pick out Darnell or the mouthy blonde. He couldn't see the brass monkey either. Molly called him on his cell phone. "Why don't you ever take your official chief, Ka?" Molly said. "I keep trying to raise you on the radio." "I like mine better," Jesse said. "Christ," Molly said. "You don't drive the car, you hardly ever wear your uniform, you don't use the department-issue gun. What's wrong with you anyway?"
"More than we have time to examine," Jesse said. "What's up?"
"2 things," Molly said. 1, the Lady Jane is in fact out of Miami, owned by Harrison Darnell.
"Uh-huh."
"And 2, Detective Kelly Cruz of Fort Lauderdale PD wants you to call her on a cell phone. If you'd been in the company car, I could have patched her through to the radio."
"How many kids you got, Molly?" Jesse said.
4, you know that."
"And am I one of them?" Jesse said.
"Oh, go fuck yourself."
"Sir, give me Cruz's cell phone number," Jesse said.
Molly told him. Jesse wrote it down and smiled as he broke the connection. He dialed Kelly Cruz.
"Couple things," Jesse said. "You guys got that tape dated yet?"
"No," Kelly Cruz said. "Don't have the budget for it."
"Okay, you owed me," Jesse said.
"You got a date?"
"Lab found a date and time stamp," she said. "March 7th this year at 3:09 in the afternoon."
"And I think I know where," Jesse said.
"Really?"
"Cockpit of a yacht named Lady Jane out of Miami," Jesse said.
"Cockpit's appropriate," Kelly said. "You know who owns the boat?"
"Harrison Darnell," Jesse said.
"Address?"
"I'll have Molly Crane call you as soon as we stop talking," Jesse said. "She's got it."
"Okay. You know where the yacht is now?"
"Here," Jesse said.
"Mr. Darnell aboard?"
"Yes."
"I'll check on him," Kelly Cruz said. "I got people I can call in Miami."
"Appreciate it," Jesse said.
"Got anything else?"
"Talk to the parents," she said.
"Mr. and Mrs. Plum?"
"Yes, they live in Miami."
"Close at hand," Jesse said.
"Sure, about 20 miles from me.
They didn't know even where she was living, they said. They had no communication with her and hadn't for a couple of years."
"Any, precipitating incident?" Jesse said.
"Wow," Kelly Cruz said.
"Precipitating incident?"
"Not really. They said we're at the end of their tether. Her grandfather, guy that founded Plum and Partridge, left her a ton of money in trust until she turned 25. When she got it, they told me she was pretty smart with the money."
"So she got richer," Jesse said.
"Yeah. She lived high up on the hog," Kelly Cruz said. "Off the invested principal."
"That an issue?"
"Yeah. She drank too much, did too much dope, fucked whoever stopped by. They think she's some kind of bad seed. But whenever she'd get drunk or strung out or pregnant or divorced, she'd come home until she straightened out. Then she'd fight with her parents and her 2 younger sisters and disappear again."
"How old are the sisters?"
20, Kelly Cruz said. "They're twins.
RME says she was mid-30s.
34, she said.
14 years, Jesse said.
"I know."
"They didn't comment," Kelly Cruz said.
"But they felt she was a bad influence on her sisters, and last time she left, they told her not to come back."
"Talk to the sisters?"
"Nope. They're spending the summer in Europe."
"Plum and Partridge doing okay?"
"Very well," Kelly Cruz said. "You should see where they live."
"They got any theories on Florence's death?" Jesse said. No, Kelly Cruz said. But I think they feel she deserved it.
Home is where the heart is, Jesse said.
You got kids, she said.
No.
I got two, she said. No matter what they did or what they turned into, they could never deserve it.
What are the twins' names? Jesse said.
You'll love this, Kelly Cruz said. Wait a minute, I got it in my notes. Corliss and Claudia. Isn't that sweet? Corliss and Claudia Plum.
When are they coming back from Europe?
Don't know. Probably in time for senior year at school.
What school?
Emory, Kelly Cruz said.
When you talk with Molly about Darnell's address, could you leave her the Plum's address and phone?
Sure, she said. You coming down?
Maybe if the case runs into winter, Jesse said.
Let me know, Kelly Cruz said. You'll be on expenses and I can get us into Joe's Stone Crab.
Sure, Jesse said.
You tell the parents about the sex tape?
No. You didn't have the heart.
That's right. Show them headshots from the tape, Jesse said. The two guys.
Yes, they didn't recognize either one. Thanks, Kelly, Jesse said. I know you got other cases, but anything comes across your desk.
I'm a curious girl, Kelly Cruz said. And sometimes it's slow around here. I get time, I'll look up Harris and Darnell, and I'll sniff around when I can.
They hung up. Jesse sat looking at the Lady Jane without the binoculars. I wouldn't have told him about the video either, he said aloud to no one.